So let's move to you as a leader. You know, there's a conventional world of leadership, it's transformational leadership, collaborative leadership. I'm interested to know what adjustments have you made, have had to make to your leadership style as a result of this situation?
Well, there's been a lot of adjustments that I've had to make. I'm not sure of the academic terms or the way to frame some of the changes that I've made, but I can talk to it in practical terms. People that I previously could just count on to do things, and I didn't have to give much attention to, I've suddenly realized actually really need me to be there for them as a person, really need a pat on the back, really need me to actually do things as simple as telling them, look, guys, this is a win. I had on one of the programs that we're running, which is absolutely an essential service, and because of the very sensitive nature of the work being done, it has to get done from the office. And on the first day, the person running it, she had a 50% attendance rate, and she was close to tears when talking to me. And this is someone who's just absolute high flyer and who's normally someone I don't even need to worry about or supervise very much. And then she's going like, oh my God, you know, only half my team is here and we're in so much trouble. I failed you. And I look at her and say, hey, you know what? There are teams where attendance rates are as high as low as 30%. And you know, if I could get half of the people who are supposed to be in the office today, I'd have win. And then I spoke with her and we collaborated on hosting many of these town halls, face-to-face meetings, talking to people. Today, she has an 88% attendance rate, day three. We just finished our review and she's elated. So some people that you previously think you can just, you know, fire and forget, they know what they're doing, you don't have to worry about them. I started to have to give a lot more attention to everyone. And you know, there are some people who are just so used to success that when they find themselves in a failing position now, they're sort of at a loss, and that's something I've not experienced. So it's somewhat new to me. I think for me as a leader as well, I've had to become a lot more patient. Things aren't going to happen as fast as I want them to in many different areas, and it's about understanding why that is so. I mean, being a technical person myself, I sometimes, you know, I look at the technical aspects and go like, guys, all you need to do is reconfigure this, that, the other. You know, make these two connections and you're done. What's taking so long? And that can sometimes be an approach I would take being a technical person myself. And then I realize I'm talking to someone who's not had any sleep in 48 hours, and I'm not the only one, you know. And I start to realize, yeah, they've probably got other priorities as well, other things that they've been doing. So it's been a time of discovery and learning for me. And I've learned that I have to be a lot more conscious of everyone as people and a lot less focused on business and outcomes, but more focused on the people I'm talking to, the people I'm working with on the day-to-day.
Well, it's interesting that so you've spoken about three points. You know, it's people that you could count on, they need you. You know, you've spoken about people are used to success, but they need more attention, which was related to that. You spoke about being more patient. So this is, you're paying a lot of attention to people. How does this compare to the normal Byron? You know, because you strike me as being a very people-focused leader, an empowering leader. That's my image of you. So what you're doing is it you're amping it up a little bit more, or you're doing things differently?
I would say I'm amping it up a little bit more because the Byron, you know, who appears to be that very people-oriented person. I mean, I try to be that person as in as much as I can be, but I can also be pushy and demanding, and especially when I know something can be done and it's not happening at the pace I want it to. I can be a little bit intense with them sometimes, and this is something I've had to adjust. People probably don't say it so much because my approach is generally very, very personable, but I'm also pretty impatient sometimes. And I find that these, you know, in these kind of trying situations, these kind of challenging times, there's no place to be like that, not even a little, because people are very fragile at this point and they can break. And I've found myself being a lot more sensitive to that now.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good advice. I mean, the point you're making is people haven't slept for a long time. It's not about you. It's about where are they at on their journey. And we're, you know, everyone's trying to do the right thing. So your role is to a large extent, you're providing emotional support.
That's true. Yes. Okay. I'm not talking so much about the technical stuff because that's all a given. I mean, you probably know, George, I'm of technical background. So like the technical oversight of making all these movements happen. Yeah, I do all of that, but that to me is sort of business as usual. It's nothing special to talk about.